Now, on last night's Drive Time, Dominic King had a guest with a voice and a theme tune that'll bring back memories for you if you were a child of the 70s or the 80s.
Hello, this is Jeffrey.
Hello, Jeffrey. How are you doing?
You all right, Dominic?
Up above the streets and houses, rainbow climbing high. Everyone can see it smiling over the sky. Paint the whole world with the rainbow.
I'm all right here. Still alive, still breathing. Still got my own hair.
Was it something that you knew at the beginning was going to be a lasting show that will become cult-like?
No, not at all. I didn't start at the very beginning of Rainbow. It had been going for about a year when I joined. But no, my contract was for about a year. And I thought, well, that'll be it. A year's work, which would be very nice. And that'll be it. For some reason, they kept renewing the contract for 20 years.
What was it like working with the team of people? I mean, you had Bungle, Zippy, George, obviously, Rod, Jane and Freddie.
Great times. We all got on very well. It wasn't work at all. We were just going in to have fun.
On the show like that, I mean, it was I suppose lots of other shows have come since, but there were iconic shows, and Rainbow is definitely one of them. And I remember hearing that theme tune, and it was always almost a call to arms for kids everywhere, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
Three... Four?
It's going to fall.
No, it isn't.
Hello. We're seeing how high we can build this tower before it falls over. Now, George has just built a tower with six bricks. It's Bungle's turn now.
Do you, as an actor, have you looked back at those different moments in your career? I mean, Zed Cars. I didn't even realise you were in Zed Cars.
I know, it's so long ago. I mean, it's over 40 years ago. It got to the point, actually, Dominic, where I'd more or less forgotten I was actually in it.
Is that right?
Yeah. It was quite amazing looking at myself, you know, 40-odd years ago. It really was.
As you've been able to think back about all those you worked with on that, Ian Cullen, Douglas Fielding, Gary Watson, take us through the circumstance of actually getting onto Zed Cars and the audition and then becoming part of that programme. Because, again, a landmark programme that many people will remember.
I sent in a CV to the Zed Car office, and to my surprise, I got a reply and was asked to come in to read for a one-off part. It wasn't a policeman in this particular episode. At the end of the reading, the producer said, "We're actually thinking of introducing some new police characters. Would you be interested?" I thought, blimey, yes, I certainly would be interested. He said, "It'd only be a small part to start with, much smaller than the one you're reading for, but if all goes well, you know, you could be in for the long haul." So I couldn't believe my luck.
Because it started in 1962, didn't it? And went through incredibly to 1978.
Yeah, although it did come off air, I think, for a while, towards the end of the 60s. I joined in, 71? In its comeback years, and stayed there till, 73? Before I went off to do Rainbow.
But it was gritty, wasn't it? It had that realism that a lot of shows hadn't had up to that point.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it was about the actual policemen themselves and the problems that they had in their own personal lives and the problems between them. You know, they didn't like everybody. You don't get on with everybody in real life, do you?
No.
And so there was friction between some of the characters.
You filmed a lot of shows, and I guess Rainbow was filmed at Teddington, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
And is it? I hear that you could actually hear BBC Radio Kent at the Teddington studios.
No, it wasn't at the studios, it was in my own home.
Oh, really?
So I actually lived in Teddington. I found that if I plugged into the main aerial, I could actually listen to Radio Kent. Because I had been listening to Radio Kent, and my wife, who was an actress, when she worked down at Folkestone, she used to stay in June Brown's house.
Oh, really? Yeah. Doc Cotton, of course, yeah. Because she lived down in Folkestone for a while, yeah.
And so I used to tune into Radio Kent.
We were Medway back then.
We were Medway back in those days, yeah.
People always ask, don't they, that question, you know, after Rainbow, what happened next?
Not a great deal, to be honest. It was, what did I do? The odd personal appearance here and there. It was very, very difficult. I mean, people would like to have employed me, so they said, but they were frightened of the Rainbow connection, that people wouldn't take me seriously.
You'd been an actor before Rainbow. Rainbow then came along. You did Rainbow. It lasted a long time. People then, you know, see it as cult status. But there was a real sense, and it's less so now, isn't it, of typecasting?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly was typecasted. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It was very difficult to get work. It really was.
So how have you spent those other years?
Well, I think it's well known that I did some local cab driving for a friend of mine. And that's about it, really. I did me pantos, club night appearances. And that was it. And then about 6 years ago, I decided to retire, really. Not feeling miserable. I've been in the business about 50 years, done a bit, almost everything, really. So I'm quite happily retired now.
Geoffrey, if you look back at these shows, though, I mean, particularly, were, you know, two iconic shows, Zed Cars and Rainbow. That's not a bad thing for any actor to be connected to.
No, I've been really lucky. I was in the right place at the right time. And for that to happen twice is amazing. There's so many wonderful actors I've known over the years who just disappeared, gave up the business. I can't moan and complain. I've been very, very lucky.
I know how much my producer Laura and myself absolutely loved seeing you on Peter Kay's single, Is This the Way to Amarillo? That must have been fun.
It was, yes. I enjoyed that.
And be honest with me, and you know, I'm older now. I'm a grown man. Was Zippy as annoying as I thought he was?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, I've got a good idea. Let's have a sing-song.
Paint the whole world with a rainbow.
Oh, da-da-da-da-da. Oh, we loved Rainbow.
It's hard not to sing along to that one.
Yeah.
Dom speaking there to Geoffrey Hayes, the man from Rainbow, and Dom is back this afternoon from 4.